In this episode, Strons Vanderplug explains why setting the right expectations in pre-production is essential for a successful video project.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery. Brought to you by Wirebuzz.
All right, let's get going here. You may have listened to our other previous episode about video strategy and how important strategy is to any video project. And if you missed that episode, you need to go back and check it out because I'm building and creating a video marketing master out of you. And you can't miss the part about strategy because it's vital as a foundation to understanding how to create really great business videos. But on this episode, we're going to talk about pre-production and really why it's the most important stage in the production process. And I thought it would be really important for you to understand the steps that a videographer goes through in creating effective business videos. So Strons Vanderplug, who has been with Wirebuzz for, I don't know, 2-3 years now, and he leads our video production team. And he's a super rock star. He's won 3 Emmys for his videos. And the guy's super freakishly talented. And he's on the podcast today to give you an overview on the pre-production process that we take our clients through here at Wirebuzz. But most importantly, what you need to know in order to make really effective business videos. Hey, Strons.
Hey.
Now, let's talk for a moment about pre-production. As it pertains to video marketing and B2B and B2C videos and what people need to know. First of all, the first step of in Wirebuzz is after we get strategy and we go into scripting, and scripting dictates storyboarding and so on. So talk to me about pre-production and why this is such an important element for clients.
Sure, yeah. Pre-production is essentially the planning stage for a video project, and it can be as short as a day, or it could take many months, if not a year, depending on the size and scope of the project. So it touches on things like you already mentioned, scripting, storyboarding, location scouting, casting, all the different stuff that goes into before the shoot, before the project. And some projects don't have a shoot. They just enter right into post-production if it's some kind of animation video or something that's purely an editing. But pre-production is vital because you have to have that plan, that game plan, and that direction set in advance. Otherwise, you might not always end up with what you think you're going to get.
Right. And for us, it's important that when our clients get that final video, it matches what their needs and expectations are. So the way that we mitigate that to make sure that we're always hitting target is the strategy is like a blueprint, and it gets handed over into pre-production. And then Strons and his team will look at that strategy and go into creative and start to lay out the elements that need to be accomplished when we're actually shooting. And that could be a shot list. It could be a storyboard. So let's start off with a storyboard, and then let's back into something like a shot list. Talk to me about a storyboard, how we use that to kind of paint the picture for a client. So when they actually get that finished video, there are no surprises. We're actually having them sign off on what you're going to create.
Yeah, the storyboarding process is really important. It usually happens somewhere, usually after scripting, or it can happen concurrently. But basically, we take that script, and because video is a visual medium, sometimes words don't always paint the fullest picture. And we need visual elements to represent what the final video is going to look like. So if storyboards can be as simple as stick figures, or they can be more elaborate and be full kind of cartoon animatic type things. It just depends on the project and what the client needs. But that helps us paint that picture so that everyone's on the same page. Everyone's mental picture of the final product is the same. If you're just talking about words, somebody's mental image of somebody walking on the street could be totally different than someone else's. You know, what does the street look like? What does the person look like? What are they wearing? How are they walking? What's the camera angle? These are all questions that can be solved in advance before we go out to the shoot. In pre-production during that storyboarding phase. So when we show an image of, okay, it's going to look like this, they can look at it, I was actually picturing something different. I'd like it a little bit tweaked. Maybe it's a woman instead of a man or vice versa, whatever it might be. And that is really helpful when we're going out to shoot so that when we get to the shoot, we're not wasting time doing that. We have the game plan, we're all ready to go, and we're just executing it at the time of production.
All right, man. When pre-production isn't clearly laid out, what happens on that video shoot? I know I've done a lot of shoots with you, okay? So I know that this doesn't happen with you, but I know that in my career, I've seen it plenty of times. I'm interested in getting your take on when, you know, because I'm sure you see it as a director on when you've worked on other people's projects or when you see somebody else's video. So what do you think's happening when pre-production doesn't happen?
Well, every project is different, and we've certainly done projects that are last-minute kind of urgent needs of a client, and we need to do it fast, and sometimes that pre-production has to be shrunk down because we have to film on a particular day. Other times, some people just, you know, if I'm working on another project with somebody else or something like that, and they didn't do the time in pre-production, it can make the shoot a little bit trickier. You know, you might not be capturing everything you need. Maybe something gets forgotten because you don't have that shot list, you don't have that storyboard in place. Maybe there's not a clear vision of what the final thing's going to be, so you're figuring it out on the fly. Now, that's not to say that those projects will always be a disaster. I've certainly worked on many things that have been done that way, and they've turned out really nice. But it makes the shoot more stressful, more rushed, and it can create a vibe of maybe uncertainty in terms of not, oh, did we get everything we needed? Maybe we're not sure. And so I really like to have that pre-production nailed down so that we know in and we can go in with confidence. And that way, if a problem does come up, because there will always be problems, any creative production environment, there will be problems that you have to solve on the fly. It gives time for that because you know everything else you're doing. If you don't have that game plan, those problems just end up stacking up and it can make it really chaotic and hard to deal with.
So Sharon's, one of the indicators of poor pre-production that I've seen on sets is when the creative is really being strategized or brainstormed on set. And generally when I've seen that in the past, that's a red flag for me. That's a people that are just kind of winging it. It makes me very nervous when I see that, because then when you get out of post-production, you really don't know what you're going to have.
Yeah, and it's harder. Because if you're trying to do that creative brainstorming on location at the time of the shoot, what can end up happening is you have the people who are there all understand why it happened that way. And they know the decisions that were made. But ultimately, there's other people usually involved in post-production and in finalizing a video. And if they weren't there and they weren't involved in that creative decision-making process, they might be disappointed with what ended up happening and they might not understand why something went the way it did. If you can just do it all in pre-production, you have the time, you know, to discuss, to collaborate, to figure it out so everyone can be on the same page and you don't have that confusion between people and a misunderstanding of why something happened one way or another. You can just get it all sorted out in pre-production, and that way you're not wasting time and money in production or post-production trying to fix these things and make changes when that's a lot harder to do.
All right, so pre-production is a very important element in the video production process. It helps the whole shoot stay on track and also ensures that if you're getting a video produced for you, that you have opportunities to make sure that that video meets your expectations and you can look at it when it's inexpensive through the storyboards or the scripts or even the strategy and make sure that all of those kind of lay in together and fit. It's kind of like building out an office or a home, and you want to have all the details in place before you actually start the building.
Yeah, absolutely. I was just going to say it's most things that have an end product or it's a project that has a completion of we're trying to create a building, a home, a product, a book, whatever it might be, you need to lay that groundwork and take it in steps. And I think for video, that's really important, if not more important, because you can't always go back. You know, sometimes a live event, you only have one shot, you only have one go to get something right. And if you mess it up or you don't get what you needed, you can't always fix it, you know. It's really challenging if you don't have that game plan set from the beginning. I think the only other thing that would factor into pre-production is, you know, making sure that the project is aligned with the budget. a lot of times what someone wants and they're envisioning in their head doesn't always align with what they can afford to spend on that particular project. There's a lot of stuff that goes into making a video, whether it's casting talent or paying for a location, the days that it takes to film stuff sometimes. And if someone's got something in their head, if they want to make a big blockbuster movie and they don't have the budget to do that, that stuff can get ironed out in pre-production. But if you don't do that and you don't take that time, that person might not be satisfied with the end result because they just didn't have the budget to pay for it. And that's an unfortunate reality, but it's something that's a lot smoother and easier to handle if you handle it in pre-production and everyone can just get on the same page.
All right. Now, recently, Stranz and our video crew got a last minute video project, right? I'm gonna put you on the spot here. I want to talk about pre-production for last minute stuff. Mm-hmm. You got sent out to University of California, Irvine, to an operating room to film a breast biopsy for a device manufacturer. And I think we had roughly 60 hours from start to finish to pull off this video. What type of pre-production went into that? And what type of on the set figuring it out as you go had to go into that just because of the short deadline?
Well, thankfully, this was an easier video to kind of produce. We were just filming something that was already happening. So it's not like we had to schedule and coordinate people to arrive and show up to make it happen. But it still provided some challenges because this was a situation where pre-production was really important. This was a live event. This was a surgery that was happening at this time. So if we missed it, we weren't going to get the footage. We weren't going to get the shots. So we spent a lot of time, probably more hours, you know, working overtime just to get all the pre-production stuff set up because, again, we want to mitigate and make sure we don't have those problems that arise. And problems will come up, and they did. We had to do a lot of credentialing beforehand, and that didn't go as smoothly as you might think. And because of that, we had some extra time, but thankfully it was all in pre-production, so we had to work a little bit harder there. But because we did that, we were able to get everything set up and ready to go so that when the time came to film the surgery, everything was already ready to go. And there was like one problem where, because I have a beard, we had to find a different head covering for my hair. But that was a small problem in the long run.
All right. So you've created some stunning videos here at Wirebuzz and before arriving at this company. Was this the first time in pre-production you had to go get blood work done?
Yes, I think so.
Right. So anyway, it's so interesting to me. The best projects start with a really smart strategy. The strategy influences pre-production, which will lay out the scripting and the storyboards and make sure that when you're in pre-production, you recognize that the whole goal of it is to ensure at the least cost that you can have a final video when completed that meets your expectations, because you're always going to want to make changes when it's cost the least. And that happens in pre-production.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Cool. Stranz, thank you so much for joining us on Video Marketing Mastery.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. Thank you for having me.
One of the most important elements in pre-production is writing really persuasive scripts that hold your viewers' attention. So to help you get started, we created a short guide that's going to walk you through a series of proven script writing templates that you can use on your next video project. And to get access to it, it's free to the listeners of this podcast. All you have to do is go to wirebuzz.com/templates. That's wirebuzz.com/templates. What a great conversation with Stranz. Now make sure you check out more about Stranz Vanderplug and the work he does in video production. We'll link to more information in the show notes, which can be found at wirebuzz.com/11. And for those of you who are numerically challenged, that's wirebuzz.com/11. All right. And you'll be hearing more from Stranz in future episodes. And I hope now you have a better understanding of the pre-production process, why it's extremely valuable to go through the process properly if you're expecting to execute at a very high level. I know that's been a huge part of our success. Now, if you like this episode, make sure you subscribe so you don't miss future episodes. And it would mean a whole lot to us if you could leave an honest rating and a review at iTunes. You'd really be helping us out. And I'll continue to do my job, bring you the best information in video marketing so you can evolve into a master.